In Washington today, Democrats formally introduced a resolution to block President Trump from using a national emergency to build his border wall. President Trump is meeting with Chinese officials to try and reach an agreement ahead of next Friday's deadline for tariffs to go up. And final preparations are underway for next week's summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. The two leaders met for the first time in Singapore last June. Joining us now is CNN international correspondent Will Ripley, who is on Skype from Hong Kong. He has been, by the way, to North Korea 19 times, and he will be in Vietnam for this summit. Hi, Will.
Hey, Jeremy. Good to be with you.
And President Trump's goal here is to get Kim to abandon his nuclear arsenal. Has there been any progress on that issue since the last summit in Singapore?
None. Other than the fact that tensions have been reduced and North Korea hasn't launched a missile or conducted a nuclear test in more than a year, which some analysts say has diminished the nuclear threat, in part because tensions are lower and also because North Koreans haven't been able to perfect their technology. However, it is believed by U.S. intelligence, by private analysis, that North Korea's missile program and nuclear program is alive and well. They've been upgrading their missile bases. They've been continuing to enrich nuclear bomb fuel, possibly enough for up to seven new weapons, according to some analysts. However, again, the tensions are much lower than they were a year ago, and nobody would disagree that that's a good thing.
So what is it that the U.S. wants out of this second summit, then?
They want specifics from the North Koreans. They want transparency about their nuclear program. They want to know, you know, the size of the arsenal. They want to know who the scientists are, the minds behind the program, the kind of things that North Koreans have kept, you know, understandably a closely guarded secret because they really don't trust the United States. And the North Koreans have been saying, you know, throughout this whole diplomatic process that they want, in exchange for incremental steps toward denuclearization, confidence-building measures and reciprocal measures on the part of the United States. They want sanctions lifted. They would like to work towards normalizing diplomatic ties. We were hearing that the opening of liaison offices could eventually be a possibility, that the two sides may agree in Hanoi to exchange liaison officers who would then travel to the respective capitals, look for office space, and begin that process. And of course, liaison offices eventually lead to embassies. In Hanoi, 1995, Beijing, 1979, they had liaison offices for several years before those embassies opened. But could North Korea actually get a concession like that without getting rid of a single nuclear weapon? That's what we're wondering, and we really don't know exactly what the U.S. and North Korea will agree to at this point.
What is the risk to the U.S. of having another summit like this? There's a reason that these things did not happen before President Trump met with Kim in Singapore, because they didn't want to give the North Koreans a photo op with the U.S. president. Is there fear now that that's exactly what the U.S. is doing, is giving Kim more photo ops with the president of the United States?
President Trump already gave Kim Jong-un legitimacy when he agreed to that summit in Singapore. Kim Jong-un was a global pariah not that long ago. And yet when President Trump said that he was willing to sit down with Kim, all of a sudden world leaders were lining up to meet with him. He's met, I believe, four times with Chinese President Xi Jinping. He has met several times with South Korea's President Moon Jae-in. Shinzo Abe of Japan has been trying to get a meeting with him. Vladimir Putin has been trying to get a meeting with him. That would have been unimaginable had President Trump not agreed to that first summit. Now he's giving him a second summit. And what the North Koreans could eventually achieve here is a comfort level on the part of the world that, okay, yes, this country has a nuclear arsenal, but this is a leader who seems to be reasonable, who's not crazy, who's not going to launch these missiles all over the place. Maybe they can keep those missiles. Maybe we can become comfortable with a North Korea that possesses nuclear weapons. That certainly is what the North Koreans would like, because why would they willingly and easily give up an arsenal that they've spent decades and considerable resources developing if they don't have to?
What is the significance, in your view, of this being in Vietnam this time?
The Vietnamese economic miracle is certainly something that the United States can point to as an example of a country that was once at war with the U.S. that then normalized relations. And because of the trade opportunities and economic opportunities, banking opportunities that open up with an alliance with the U.S., well, you can see Vietnam's economy has been growing considerably. I believe it was, you know, something like 7%. They're doing very well. But the North Koreans value security and the security of their regime above any sort of economic incentives. And so priority number one for them is going to be making sure that Kim Jong-un stays in power for, you know, the long haul. And only after they feel comfortable with that will they then focus on, you know, really being able to embrace economic opportunity. Also, North Koreans might take a little bit of umbrage with a comparison to Vietnam because they actually consider themselves to be more organized and more efficient of a society. They think that once they have the opportunity to play on the same level as the rest of the world, they could be a very wealthy country very quickly. That's the North Korean point of view.
You're joining us today from Hong Kong. How is China watching all of this?
Well, obviously, China wants to make sure that the United States and North Korea know that they remain the key ally for Pyongyang. Because one thing that Beijing never wants to see, Xi Jinping never wants to see, is a U.S.-allied country at their doorstep. That's why China has propped up the North Korean government, even when they were the global pariah, launching missiles, conducting nuclear tests in defiance of international condemnation. China always kind of held their nose and gave just enough to North Korea to keep it sustainable because they never wanted to see instability. They never wanted to see that country's government implode. One, because it would be a refugee crisis for China if North Koreans were, you know, going over their border, but also because they strategically would never allow to have a U.S. allied Korean Peninsula, North and South, unified, allied with the United States. They just won't let that happen.
That is CNN international correspondent Will Ripley joining us from Hong Kong ahead of the summit in Vietnam next week between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Will, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.